Hi, this is Dan Sheridan bringing you the great news of God's transcendent grace. It's great to be with you on this Wednesday, and this is Love Week, and we're going through 1 Corinthians 13, and what does love mean? How does God define it for us? He did it through the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 13. We see how love is displayed. Very popular passage, but we're hoping to give it some context so we can understand 1 Corinthians 13 a whole lot better. Now, the word love in Greek means this. This comes from the Greek-English Keyword Concordance, page 186. And love is a complex emotion arousing appreciation or delight in and desire for the presence of its object, as well as to please and promote its welfare. It's to be distinguished from affection or fondness, which is aroused by the qualities of its object, while love may go out to the utterly unworthy. Well, yesterday we learned that love is patient, it's kind, and it's not jealous. Today we're going to continue in 1 Corinthians 13 with the next four items on that list. It says, love is not bragging, is not puffed up, is not indecent, is not self-seeking. Well, first one on that list, love is not bragging. Bragging essentially means to be seeking to spread one's fame. Love doesn't seek to spread one's fame. Well, to be honest with you, you can't be concerned. You can't have an appreciation or delight in and desire for the presence of the object of your love and try to promote and please somebody else and promote their welfare if you're only trying to spread your own fame. You can't do both at the same time. Love is fascinated. Love is, what's the word I'm looking for? It just has a total fascination with the object of its love. It seeks to serve others. It doesn't brag. It's not promoting its own fame, spreading one's own fame, but it really is looking to get to know others instead of puffing yourself up. And that brings us to the next verse, next word. It says here, it's love is not puffed up. And the word puffed up here comes from a Greek word meaning inflate. In other words, to swell the size of something. It's not really natural. It's all hot air, no substance. We've heard the expression, he's full of hot air. So love is not puffed up. It's not bragging. It's not trying to seek its own fame, and it's not artificially inflated. It's not puffed up. And now the next word says that love is not indecent. Now, the word indecent is a Greek word that is literally, in the English elements, it's unfigure. Now, figure means the prevailing form or fashion. And the prevailing form or fashion spoken of here is not the prevailing fashion of this eon. It has nothing to do with how nice you dress or how well you speak or even how you speak sometimes. It has nothing to do with conforming to the rules of organized religion either. But it has everything to do with conforming to God's love. It's a fashion that prevails with God. Anything else is indecent. False religion talks about the rules of decent society, but 1 Corinthians 13 isn't talking about a false piety or a religious show or a fake reverence. It's not a churchy fashion based on human standards. The things that are considered decent in this eon are usually considered indecent by God. Remember, love needs no religious props. Love always conforms to the form or fashion that prevails with God. It's love operating in the sphere of God's truth. Some people like to set up false standards. They have their false refinements and make people conform to that. But I think we really need to consider that, you know, we're so often offended by people that aren't like us. People are full-time offenders, as it were. They're always offended by somebody's character, something like that. But remember, not everyone has the same refinements as you, so be considerate of others. So indecent is not indecency in the eyes of this eon, but indecency in the eyes of God. Let's keep that in mind. Love is not indecent. It follows the prevailing form or fashion that is acceptable with God. And finally, today we're going to see love is not self-seeking. Paul said this, do nothing in accord with faction, nor yet in accord with vainglory, but with humility, deeming one another superior to oneself. not each noting that which is his own, but each that of others also. For let this disposition be in you, which is in Christ Jesus also. That's Philippians 2. Love is always putting others first. Christ does it. He is our example. As somebody once said, a man wrapped up in himself makes a very small bundle. So today we learn that love is not bragging. It's not seeking to spread one's fame. Love isn't puffed up. In other words, it's not inflated. It's not full of hot air. Love is not indecent. Love conforms to the prevailing form or fashion that's pleasing to God. And love is not self-seeking. In other words, it's seeking others. Boy, that's the definition of love. And I think it's well worth reading it again. Love is a complex emotion arousing appreciation or delight in desire for the presence of its object, as well as to please and promote its welfare. Oh, that's a great word, love. Love delights in the presence of others. And speaking of being in the presence of others, you know, the internet is one thing, but actually being in the presence of people, that's different. That's when you get to see people and get to know them, to weep with them, to laugh with them, to enter into their lives. That's Christian love, scriptural love, being with people and getting to know them personally. And I have that wonderful opportunity today. I am heading to New York. I got to run here, and this is the Rochester Conference starts this Friday. I hope to see you there. I'm actually heading there today so I can be in the presence of some of those saints and get to know them again and get to see them who I haven't seen in a while. It's going to be a time of great fellowship. Again, I hope to see you there here in Rochester this coming weekend. This is Dan Sheridan. We'll continue this subject tomorrow. And remember this, the closer you draw near to God, as He's revealed in the correctly cut and correctly translated scriptures, the less religious and ceremonial you will be.